From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Introducing a new segment, What's Going on the Hill? Featuring Alpha Tau sisters Victoria Middleton and Autumn Rosenthal. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, guys, and welcome. Welcome to episode 3 of It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. It feels weird. We made it to episode 3. Caleb, how do you feel?
I feel great. I think this is going to be a good one. I'm excited.
I know. It is jam-packed full of new goodies. We literally have a giveaway today.
A what? Excuse me.
I know.
Okay.
A giveaway. We have a giveaway, and we also have a new segment that is so much fun. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best things we've done on the show so far.
Oh my
goodness. 3 weeks in, but still.
I know, there's so much more to come, but this is like a highlight of the quality stuff you'll be getting the more and more we do this show.
Yes.
And then also, there's storms outside. There is bad weather, and I'm sorry.
Please stay safe, everyone. Very first.
Top priority, yes. Stay safe. If you're driving, please drive safe and focus on the road. Both hands on the wheel, baby.
Both hands
on the wheel.
Also, as production, I will like to say that there is the possibility that we'll be cut off by some emergency alert systems.
Mm-hmm.
But no worries. We will stay here until we tell you we're getting out of here if we got to get out of here. But hopefully it won't come to that.
We will manage. We will manage what we have here. And here's the thing. For these giveaways coming up, you can win a chance to get a pass to the Tulsa Oddities and Curiosities Expo that's coming to Tulsa next Saturday, the 17th, and you do not want to miss your chance to win those passes. Those will be through our social media. Our first one will be through Facebook. We'll be posting a post where you can submit your comments to a trivia question that we will give y'all right before the break. So during the break, you'll comment the right answer. It's a weird question. It's an odd question.
Don't Google it. Don't cheat.
They're going to have to. It's so odd you have to Google it.
But at that point, it's just who can type faster, not who's the smartest of them all.
And here's the thing. If you see somebody else answer the correct answer before you did, obviously the first one wins. Put something funny. You know what I mean? Put something funny in the chat.
Yeah, and we'll announce who the winner is. So maybe that'll be an incentive for you to comment if you really want that fame.
I know. LolXDRAR, submit your funny comments to that post, which again, will be going up during this first break in the 15-minute portion. We'll let you know. You'll figure out. You'll know.
There's a second one, so don't leave the show, please.
I know. Don't leave the show. You have two chances. You don't want to miss them.
And the cool one of the things about it is it is a pair of tickets.
I know.
So if you win, you get two of them.
Yeah, you get a pair of tickets.
So
take
it's
you
just
and a
little,
friend, or you're going to play a
little tidbit for you there.
I know. And you, why not submit? That's the real thing. Speaking of, it's been fast. I feel like we just said our last episode like 2 days ago, but it's been a whole week.
It feels like we did it like a week ago.
I know. Easter Sunday went so fast. The week, what'd you do?
I actually went down to my grandmother's house, my grandparents' house.
We stand grandparents.
And we did, you know, an Easter egg. I didn't do an Easter egg hunt. I hid the eggs for the children and had some good mac and cheese, had some good food, some burgers, hot dogs. Just enjoyed the day.
I'll say, though, like as a kid, I went to this old church and they hid there's like $500 in the golden egg. There was adults kicking and screaming each other.
I'm gonna be honest, I would be pushing the kids aside to get that
$500. I would break somebody's kneecaps to get that $500. Not really, but I mean figuratively.
But at church though, I mean come on.
I know, but people were wild then. People accused each other of cheating. There was a lot of conspiracy, fraud. Fraud for a golden egg. And here's the thing. If there was money and eggs in the Easter egg hunts that I was in, I would go ham or go turkey, whatever you prefer.
Yeah. Everybody, it's weird how people go crazy for any amount of money. Like, were you ever one of those kids in school and you were like, you know, they'd be like, I dare you $5 to like lick the bottom of the toilet or whatever. Were you one of those kids that would do the dares?
I would do it for no money. I would do it for the
story.
So
you just did it for the
fame. I did it for the story, the infamy. I was that girl that say, don't, like, you're like, I'm like, dare me to do this. And if they say no, I will do it. But if they say yes, I'm like,
It's no fun at that point.
I know. It's like, yeah, it is fun. If they think it's the dare so bad that they're like, don't do it, and I do it. It's the shock value of it.
I would do it for money. Like, I would. I was so broke as a kid. I didn't get an allowance or anything, you know. And so, like, if someone gave me opportunity to get like $5, like, of course I will. You know, go get me a slushy or something. But
there was one time. This is not a joke, and I regret it till this very day. There was like field days at my high school, and we're sitting there eating our snow cones on the side of the cement.
Caden went to school on a comet.
The more you
in
know,
the sky.
The more you know. But no. We were sitting outside of the parking lot, and there was this pickle, like a half-eaten pickle, on the ground in the parking lot. It was the hottest summer day, and I was a kid, and I don't know what was happening. My brain had a little tick, and I was like, I need to do this to show my worth. I ate that pickle.
That's disgusting.
Off the hot cement. Who knows how long that was there? Hopefully not for that long, right?
I mean, as long as you never had the cheese touch, you know.
I was never. You know what? Honestly, ever since I ate that pickle, I was never the same.
Well, there's probably something injected.
There's something wrong with me.
Cooked in from the cement or something.
You know, honestly, maybe that gave me like the cure for COVID. Maybe my immune system increased because that pickle I ate.
Maybe that's what's in the vaccines, is just pickle juice.
Also, I want to give a shout out to two ladies randomly. I know it's a random change of topic.
Extremely random.
I know. I have a super fan, and I'm super grateful for this person. She's tuning in constantly, and you know who she is. Bailey Richards is a legendary top-tier human. And
agreed.
She tunes in every show. She texted me and messages me and always encourages the show and like literally hates it when she misses out. So we are so grateful for her, and I don't know what I would do without her for this show. She's my encouragement.
I don't know if she remembers this, but she used to come to McDonald's a lot when I used to work there, and I, you know, would take her order and stuff, and it was always a good time of the day because she's such a nice person. So
it was a good experience. She's a lovely human.
Yeah, I agree.
And as for person number two, totally different person.
No, a whole nother one.
I know. Sister Sydney is in Oklahoma, Caleb, and you know that. For those of you who don't know who Sister Sydney is, she is a person that got huge on TikTok, and she says these really controversial things.
Outlandish
things. And she's now touring like across the United States talking at universities, and she came to Oklahoma and she had crowds of people. Like, she gave OU a 15-minute notice, and there was a ton of people watching her. And people don't necessarily go to support her, but they go just to see the phenomenon that it is Sister Sydney.
And if you're wondering, it didn't start off like that. I think I don't remember what school she went to first, but she was just in a campus, and she was just, you know, saying stuff. And then all of a sudden people, like, you know, thought it was funny and just, you know, gave her an audience. And then now she has merch.
She's
going on her own tour now. And it's
I
like
can't
a huge
say
thing.
What the merch says on live.
That's okay.
But you know what, though? We're trying to get her to come to RSU. What if she came on? It's kind of late, Caleb. I would die to have Sister Sydney on the show.
Well, we might. I don't know if we should do that.
I know. I don't know if we should, but the fact that
it'd be entertaining.
Even a possibility that she could is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I think so.
I know. But I don't know. I want her here.
But I will say, speaking of things to be excited for in this show, we have a brand new segment today.
Oh, my goodness.
New segment.
You don't want to miss it. It's going to be after our first break. And again,
after the giveaway.
After the giveaway, which, again, you don't want to miss. We're just full of surprises today.
This is a good show.
In replacement for the interview, we're going to do this cool, cool segment. And we'll talk about it more when the time comes to that, because we want to keep you waiting, anticipating. Yes. What is this segment?
Basically, we're trying to manipulate everyone into staying the whole time.
I know.
So,
as you know, it's
we're
called
evil villains.
It's called What's Going On College Hill. That's all you know.
That's all that we'll say.
That's all that we'll say for now until the time comes. Suspense.
Yeah, the crowd is excited, as you can hear.
I know. And by the way, some rules for the giveaway. We didn't even mention that. You got to be 18 or older.
Unfortunately.
I know. And there's going to be no shipping for this. It's going to be, again, a pass. So
It's called a will call.
Yes. I don't know the exact words. I'm sorry.
It's called a will call. Basically, what happens is we just submit your name into the place, and whenever you go, you tell them the name, and they'll have it on the list, and they'll know. So you don't have to physically have anything. You don't have to give us your address. All you got to do is enter in the way that we'll explain later, and then if you win, you just show up.
Shook.
Just, you know, here's a little disclaimer as well. Unfortunately, if you do win, you don't have the opportunity to win another giveaway for another 30 days after.
Correct.
But as soon as those 30 days are up, you're on your game. Your game.
But again, why not enter? There's no harm, no foul.
Why not?
And again, the first one will be on Facebook, and the second one will be on Instagram. The Instagram one will be on Instagram story, but yeah, the Facebook one will be on our Facebook page.
And the thing is, you have to have either followed us or liked us to be able to enter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are wondering right now, do I follow RC Radio on Instagram? Go look at it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, follow us. If you haven't liked your Instagram page, go like our Instagram page. And then whenever the time comes, we'll tell you to open up your apps. You open up the app, you enter in, and you're all good to go.
Have those phones on standby.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If we see that you have entered and you, you know, haven't followed us or haven't liked us,
I know, we might have to disqualify it.
Come on. But I mean, if you aren't already, why aren't you?
I know.
I mean, we got news sites or news articles. We got updates. We got giveaways. We got all kinds of stuff that you can keep up with.
Oh, totally. 100%. Speaking of other news, and more sad news, I hate to bring it up down the show, but I just want to honor the rapper DMX, who unfortunately passed away.
Absolutely.
Today. Also, Prince Philip also passed away.
Yeah.
So it's been a really...
It's been a long week.
It's an odd day. It's been a long week. It really has. It's, you know, it's been a long week and a short week at the same time. But anyways, I wanted to mention them and honor both of them.
Yes.
And it's important that we brought that up, I feel.
I think so, too. They both were good people. Added a lot to the world, so they'll be missed.
I know, 100%. And as you know, later on, we have the two amazing, spectacular sisters.
I did not know they were sisters.
They're not really sisters. It's a metaphor.
They're. I didn't know.
Well, they're like metaphorically sisters in the sense of like that's how a sorority works.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that kind of plays into the game that we have. Which...
Wait, so does that mean that in fraternities they're brothers? Is that like the thing? I had no idea.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, the two sisters are Autumn Rosenthal, which we're so excited to have, and Victoria Middleton. She also goes by Tori Middleton.
And we will be right back.
Correct.
Okay, we are back.
I think so.
And hopefully that doesn't happen too much, but if it does, you know, it's a good thing. We want to keep everyone safe. So.
No, and this is like a first for us, so I'm kind of on my toes a little bit. It gives me a little frisky thrill.
Can I just say, that little intro noise really gives me anxiety every time I hear it.
The intro noise?
Yes.
I feel like the purge is happening. Every time I hear a siren, oh my gosh, hold on, pause. I know, a billion thoughts just happened in my head at once, but do you ever wonder how loud those tornado sirens are to just reach your house?
They're pretty loud.
Imagine putting your ear to that thing and just blowing your eardrum out.
I can actually, I have experience with that because I used to live right next to one. Like, it was like really close to our house. And especially if we were like driving on a Saturday, because you know how in Oklahoma City, if you don't know, they have the tornado sirens going off every Saturday at noon. So like if you're like going out and about and you're right next to one, it's very loud. So I can definitely attest to that. I've never put my ear next to one, obviously. So
here's the thing. I'm losing hearing. As you know, I'm terrible at hearing. Yeah, I cannot hear anything anymore. I feel like, again, not to bring her up, but I love her, but Helen Keller, I feel like I've definitely lost that sense in a way. I might lose it like completely.
I sure hope you don't.
And here's the thing. I'm going to bring this funny meme that I always got to bring up. And it's kind of dark, but I'm just going to bring it up anyways. There's the Thanos meme. For those of you who've seen Avengers Endgame, you know how Thanos wants to collect all these stones to win.
Spoilers. If you haven't seen it.
Of course. Well, anyways, there's a meme going around because, you know, Helen Keller cannot hear and she also, you know, cannot see.
Yeah. Which is
whenever
senses.
You have COVID, you can't smell or taste. So it has Thanos saying one more to go. Because she only has one sense left.
That's if she gets COVID. You kind of forgot that part of the joke.
If she gets COVID, though, yeah. But imagine she'd only have
one taste.
Dude, though, she's a freaking genius. I love Helen
Keller.
If she's
real. I don't know if she's real, but
I'm a
not
part
get
of the
that.
Stan culture of Helen Keller. Anyways, you know what? It's about to be the break time. So
yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness. So y'all, how we're doing this giveaway is go on Facebook right now. I'm about to post to where you can comment.
Actually, would like to point out real quick what this event is. Basically, it's a expo. It's at the Expo Center in Tulsa. It's next Saturday. Basically, you go in, you can see some performances. You can buy some things. There's like some stores. And there's just, it's the oddities and curiosities. So it's kind of, you know, weird, odd stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, enter.
Yeah, enter in. So anyways, if you go to our Facebook, and I'm going to ask you this trivia question right now. Again, first one to get it right gets it.
RSU Radio Facebook page.
Yes.
And post it right now. On the post.
The question is, get ready, the smallest country in the world is roughly 2.2 square miles. What is the name of this country? Submit it to Facebook right now.
Once again, smallest country in the world on Facebook.
Smallest country in the world. Where? What is it? Go on Facebook
right
now.
After this break.
Bye.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
All right, guys. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. I know we kind of rushed that trivia answer, but again, no one's answered correctly so far. But if you go to our Facebook page at RSU Radio, of course, on Facebook, there should be a post where you submit the answer to this trivia question.
Yeah. Just go to our most recent post and it'll be the first one.
Again, here's the question. The smallest country in the world is roughly 0.2 square miles. What is the name of this country?
Good question. Go fast.
You want to be the first one to win a pass.
Yeah, whoever answers first correctly, we will announce right now, as soon as you do it.
I know.
We want to get a winner
this. We'll keep our page on standby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm literally looking at it right now.
That's what's so weird. Multitasking.
I know. You guys do not, again.
Yeah. So if you can't find the page, or if you need help, facebook.com/RSU Radio. It'll say RSU Radio 91.3 FM at the top. You just click on posts. You comment what you think the answer is.
And again, make sure that you are liking us on Facebook and following us on Instagram for both the giveaways.
Yes.
But yes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Rocking in and rolling. Anyways, I have some other things to talk about until we have our winner. Okay.
Let's do it.
Obviously, the weather has been bad.
It hasn't been as bad as it could be, I don't think. I mean, I remember earlier, like 2 years ago or a year ago or something, I mean, we were like underwater, so.
Oh, that's true.
So it's not that bad.
Kind of tense.
But you know what it is? It's kind of late.
Oh, my. Ba-do-ch. I knew you were going to play it. There we go. Perfect.
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Perfect timing. No. It's perfect. Oh, hold on.
Oh, here we go. Do we have a winner?
Yes.
Let us confirm real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it looks good.
Congratulations.
Should we give him a break? Oh, he's going to do a drum roll.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
Whatever you do it. Drum roll, please. Brayden.
Congratulations, Brayden.
Brayden, you will get a message shortly from us, probably towards the end of the show with some more details about it. We'll get some information from you.
But congratulations.
It'll be good. Yeah.
But congratulations. Look at you go. Even though everyone else did not win, unfortunately, I think that you should still submit funny answers.
Well, but if they don't want to submit funny answers, what they can do is wait till later in the show.
Wait till the Instagram.
Enter on Instagram and have another chance. We have two chances. Why blow them, you know?
100%. And do you know what, though? I think we should talk about what we have coming up.
Let's talk about it.
We have the new segment, What's Going On in College Hill. We're about to do it right now. And what I did, I'll tell you what I did. I've been so fascinated about, you know, fake news and, you know, social media and their influence on, you know,
on the public. On public, yeah.
Because here's my thing. After the funniest instance I've seen of fake news is my Mimi, aka my grandma, shared a picture of, do you know what the movie Tropic Thunder is? You do?
I know.
It has Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., and all that stuff.
Can I just, I want to shout out a quick comment that I just read. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No, but, it's okay.
Shout out to Tip. He said that the smallest country in the world was Claremore.
Honestly, Claremore is its own country in some ways.
It kind of is. But that's a good answer. I like it.
Close. It's very close.
Shout out to Tip, though. I know he's listening. So let's just say shout out to him. He really gave us a great opportunity here. He's our boss, by the way. He gave us a great opportunity here. And I feel like he's given us, I mean, we're in charge of the station pretty much. Student-led station. Mm-hmm.
This show wouldn't be possible without him.
Absolutely
not. Not even close.
So shout out to Tip.
And not only that, but he's helped make my show better and better and better. And we're still working on, you know, fixing out all the kinks and everything. But Tip, I honestly owe him the world, not only for this show, but my time here at RSU.
Absolutely.
I'm loving it. I'm having the blast. Anyways, that's what I was saying. Sorry.
Back to the segment. Yeah, that was my bad. Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. My Mimi posted a picture, aka my grandma, you know, on Facebook, and it's people from Tropic Thunder, the movie, has a Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise, and they're dressed up as soldiers in the movie because it's part of the movie. And my Mimi shared it, and what it said in the picture was like, if you don't share this, you don't respect our troops. And she thought it was real troops, and she was...
The crowd thought that was funny.
No, it's funny. And she was like, she put on the post like, if you do not share this, you are terrible.
Which, to avoid any confusion here, we do support our troops here.
100%. If you're, it's just ironic because...
It's a funny joke.
They're definitely not troops.
Yes. But shout out to the troops out there if you're listening. You know, my dad, he's in the military. If you're listening to this, Dad, shout out to him.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, he does a lot of work for them, and he's been there forever. And anybody else that is listening, shout out to you. Thank you. You keep 100%. Our country safe. You keep us free.
Thank you. God bless America.
So, Caden, is it time?
And it is time. So, anyways, I was like, I wonder if I could apply this and see what RSU students think. So I facaded this thing. I made up fake news stories, and I told my friends and family, people I run into at RSU, that I had to do a final where I had to present them with a news story they didn't know about that went under the radar recently.
Like, yeah.
So I presented them with fake news stories, and they had some funny, funny reactions. So this is the first little...
You got a jingle for
segment.
It?
Segment. What's going on College Hill? Here it is. Give it a listen right now. Hi, this is Caden Coleman here with Kat Christian. Say hi.
Hey.
So, breaking news story last night is that the Leaning Tower of Pisa actually fell over.
What?
Yeah, I'm not even playing.
What?
It actually fell over. I know it was, the science suspected it like 10 years later, but they actually fell over last night.
I'm so confused.
They did. The Leaning Tower of Pisa just fell over.
How do you know this?
Because it broke last night. I was up last night. But no one knows about it because it was this morning.
Oh my goodness.
Thoughts?
I'm going to have to go look this up.
Well, I mean, what are you going to say? Is it, did you want to go? Is it too late?
Too late for what?
To go see, it's gone.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Hi guys, it is Caden Coleman here with
Andrew Nichols.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. Onto this final. I appreciate you, all that stuff, all that good stuff. Now, here's the news story that you don't know about. I want to get a reaction to it. Do you know that O.J. Simpson is starting his own orange juice brand?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know. Do you want to know what it's called?
What is it?
The Glove.
Oh, my God.
What are you running away for?
I mean... I really would need some orange juice.
Hi, guys. It is Caden Coleman here with Nathaniel Morgan.
How's it going? What's up?
So for my final question, I have Subway in China is serving a 13-inch foot long due to civil reasons. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I mean, just getting an extra inch of sandwich. See, that is a win-win. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had a 13-inch Subway sandwich?
I have not, although I dream to one day.
Do you like the $5 foot long?
Ooh, yes.
They're officially getting rid of that because they plan to move that 13-inch to America.
You know, $5 foot long. Always live in our hearts. Never forget.
What if I told you this is all fake?
Oh, I know it is.
Okay, I know it is. Okay. Hey, bye.
If it's a 13-inch, it can't be a foot long.
Correct.
Indeed.
Hi, guys. Caden here with Hallie Seltzer.
Hello.
I was going to tell her the fascinating but breaking news story. It's actually really, really weird and really current, though. Do you know Whoopi Goldberg is suing Whoopi Cushion currently?
Why?
Because the name brand.
You're lying.
No, she really is suing Whoopi Cushion.
She's rich, though.
But she's suing him.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
No, she is. No, she is.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
For what reason? Like, she's rich.
She doesn't want her name tied to the Whoopee cushion brand.
Because it's farting.
No, they actually had a factory explosion recently.
Stop. No, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm kidding. Hey guys, it is Caden Coleman here for my final project. I'm here with Luke.
Hey, howdy.
And my topic, of course, is news stories that go under the radar due to other big news events that are covering it. But I found a special article for Luke. Did you just hear this morning? I'm not even playing. I looked it up. Do you know Tech 9 is changing his name to Tech 10?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he is changing his name to Tech 10.
It's Snoop Lion all over again.
Did you hear about that, though?
I did not.
Thoughts on that?
I'm just curious as to the reasoning.
I don't know either. Maybe there's a 10th album come out, but he really announced this morning, Tech 10.
Huh.
Do you support the change?
He's going to need an entire rebranding. Like his whole thing is the... in Tech 9, he spells it in the number 9, then N-E. Like, I'm curious, like, is he just going to use the regular, like, letter I now?
I don't think you got to figure it out because I'm lying to you.
Oh, fair enough. Because that's what I was saying. It made no sense whatsoever. I was just like, it's like Snoop Dogg with Snoop Lion. Like, it didn't make any sense.
I'm so sorry, Luke.
No, it's fine. I'm used to being lied to. It's okay. I get it. No, it's fine.
Hi. So with me, I have Megan Swenson on the phone. I say hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
She said hi, Megan, the whole time. Now, breaking news. It actually just came out. Long John Silver's is now Long Jim Silver's after their quick fall of bankruptcy. Thoughts on that?
I don't like Long... Are you serious?
Yeah, they changed their name to Long Jim Silver's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Poor John.
Poor John. I know. Got taken off.
Oh, no.
But you don't like... How do you feel about Long John Jim Silver's? I'm sorry now.
Well, if they serve the same food, I still probably won't like it.
Have you heard of this news, though? The Long Jim Silver's news?
I have not heard of this.
Okay, because it's fake.
Why'd you lie to me? I asked if it was real. And
it's for the show.
Liar.
Guys, it is Caden here. I'm with Maria.
Hello, this is Maria, music director of RS Radio 91.3 FM KRSC.
Look at that. She got that announcer voice. You sound like the people that do the medical prescription things.
Yeah.
Might cause a rash, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm telling her again a new story that went under her radar, but it's actually right up her alley today. It just broke. You know that Tame Impala's Kevin Parker actually has a brother, and he actually made majority of the music himself.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it just came out this morning.
So it's more like Tame Impostor.
Tame Impostor. No, yeah. Can you believe that?
A brother.
And the reason why he didn't want to be in the spotlight, so he didn't, you know, contribute in the spotlight.
So it's like a Phineas Billie Eilish situation.
Yes.
He's like a Billie Eilish.
But can you believe that? It just broke this morning.
Can't believe. It hurts my brain.
Did you not hear about that?
No.
Do you want to know what his brother's name is? No joke.
What is it?
It's named after like a superhero. I figured out.
Is it Thor?
Nope, it's Peter Parker.
Oh. Shout out to the family. That's
But
so
then but he had a he has an acronym as like a songwriter too. It's like A.G. Rosenthal or something.
Has he written like big pop songs?
Well, no, he just worked with Tame Impala.
Okay.
Like he wrote Disciples.
This hurts my head because like the whole gag is that, did you know Tame Impala is just one guy?
It's yeah, but seven. Good thing the gag is still in force because I'm lying to you right now.
Hmm?
I'm lying to you.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. Any thoughts on me lying to you?
I think I'll trust you less. For one thing.
All right, guys, you heard her first. Maria, trust me less. I'm sorry.
I was going to Google it anyway.
Okay, good. All right, bye. Wow.
There it is.
We did that. We fully did that. Again, that was our first segment of what's going on College Hill. Now, can I say, though, I was so scared to do that. I hate lying. It's one of my worst fears. And as you can tell, I was nervous to explain to them. By the way, they all know it's going to be aired, and they all gave me consent to air that. Because, honestly, I don't know if I would want to me to air that because I'm pretty gullible, I'm going to be honest.
And also, I was just listening to that, and I realized it might be confusing because every clip you say, "Hi, I'm Caden Coleman," or yes, whatever, and I was like, what if the viewers right now are confused? But this is us now.
But yeah, but do you know what it is? Like, I tried to present it. What the gag was is it was my final project.
Yeah, for a class.
Quote, unquote. For yeah, and I had to present them a news story that they didn't catch wind of because it got underplayed or something like that.
Slipped under the rug.
But I'm telling you, all those are genuine reactions, 100% happened, and I think it's so funny that we did that. I had so much fun.
Honestly, from what I could tell, I think only one of them caught on, like, before you revealed it to them.
Yeah, Nathaniel Morgan. Which, congratulations. Also, shout out to everyone that was doing that. We appreciate you.
If you're listening, hopefully you are, because you want to see your reaction on there.
No, I was, as you can tell, I was dying laughing at the responses. My favorite one probably is the Eiffel Tower falling. Not Eiffel Tower, but the Leaning Tower.
Leaning Tower,
falling.
Yeah.
That Kat Christian, who did that one, is the most funny soul. He's the most contagious laugh. So I was actually gasping for air.
It was good. That was a good
no
one.
No joke. No lie. But
also, that's probably the most believable lie out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of believe the O.J. Simpson one a little bit, if it wasn't called the glove.
I was going to say, why would he call it the glove?
That's part of the joke, though. Andrew, when he said that he wanted orange juice after I said that.
He was thirsty.
I was dead. Dead. Anyways, hopefully you enjoy that. There's going to be more segments like that and more segments of that particular what's going on College Hill in future episodes. And again, I had a blast doing it, and there's gonna be more coming. So I thought it was a blast. I keep on repeating myself because I'm so excited.
It was a good time.
Anyways, I think we should hop on and introduce our guests.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, speaking of
our guests for the game.
Speaking of, I mentioned one of the guests' last name in those things. I don't know if you caught it, but I just said A.G. Rosenthal, and one of our guests is Autumn Rosenthal.
Yeah, I think that was one of those. You know how in psychology they say, like, you have thoughts in the back of your mind that you don't actually realize you're thinking. I think that's what happened to you. Like, you were thinking about this show, and you're like,
I was thinking about the show. I was thinking about how excited I am to have these guests on. That's what I'm excited for. And here they are now. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. We have again Victoria Middleton and Autumn Rosenthal. Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming on. And here's the thing. You have a great event to promote. And I wanted to get out there because it's not only a fun event, but it's for the kids.
For the children.
For the children. Do you want mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah. Yes. So all of the proceeds we're going to make from the tickets and, like, we're also doing where you can, like, make donations or buy, like, raffle tickets. And all the proceeds from that is going to be donated to Cammie's Kids, which is a clothing closet in Claremore for foster families.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, like, you can donate toys or clothes or books, and then foster families can come through and pick out anything they want for free.
Beautiful.
Sounds good.
And what is the event in particular? Like, what does it entail? Also, someone special might be in it. I'm not going to say it's me, but potentially it's me.
Yeah, I mean, I heard from a little bird that you might
be in it.
Might be in it.
But that's what I really care about is it's for the kids.
Right.
For the kids. But what is it?
Alpha Sigma Tau is doing an all-male beauty pageant, and it's called Top Tau. So, like, as I mentioned, it's all male contestants. We were just kind of one time in chapter talking about how we kind of miss having all of these events that we were used to having, like, pre-COVID. And also, we just wanted to do something for Cammie's Kids, so we were like, why don't we combine the two, kind of have this thing that who doesn't want to see guys get up there and show their talents and dress all nice and have a good time while also doing something good and raising money to help those local foster families?
Of course. And what day is it, and what time is it, and where can they find it at, and where can they get more information? I just threw a bunch of questions at you. Good luck.
Okay, so it's going to be Tuesday the 13th, so this upcoming Tuesday. Doors will open at 5 at the Will Rogers Auditorium, and then the event starts at 6. And I forgot your other question, so...
How can they get more information about it? Like, what is there social media?
Oh, so you can find, if you want to register to be in the pageant, you can find the link on AST_RSU, which is our Instagram page for Alpha Sigma Tau. And then
we also have information just for the audience as well, and anyone that is looking to register.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some posts with information on it as well. And, of course, our DMs are always open.
Beautiful. So how are they contributing the money and donation-wise? Like, are they voting for a contestant? Is it admission prices that are going on? Like, how much does it cost, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so actually all of that is going to be a way that we're going to raise money for Cammie's kids.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets are going to be $3 for entry, and we're also going to have some fun raffles that we're going to do during every intermission for the audience. So we're going to be selling raffle tickets for $1 each. But when the audience...
Okay, so that is our cue here. We're about to go to an emergency alert system, so give us 1 second. Okay, so we are back. I did realize one thing. If you are listening online, you can't hear those service or those emergency announcements. So if you hear silence, that's what they are. But we'll go ahead and continue now.
Hey, we're back. The weather is being a little rude to us.
Right.
Doesn't matter. And they're cutting you off.
Right, we're talking. This is for the kids.
This is for the kids.
I feel like
if you watch WandaVision, there's this whole saying, it's for the kids. I feel like that's what it is. Anyways, continue with prices to get in and... what does the donation system look like?
Okay, so we're getting a link set up to mm-hmm. post online, and that will be in our bio. I think we're still working on getting it set up,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as I have it ready, I'm going to post it to our bio, and then you can just make online donations if you want to make some online before the pageant or after.
Yeah, or if you can't make it, but you still mm-hmm. want to help out. But we'll also have... Like, the audience will see when they come in. There'll be boxes with all the contestants' name on them. So basically, the purpose of that is that's how we're going to determine who wins crowd favorite. But how you're going to vote for crowd favorite is you're going to leave a donation you might want to leave for Cammie's kids into the contestant, their box that you want to win. So it can be a little competition going on. So we also want our contestants to encourage their friends and family to come, maybe vote for them and swing the crowd favorite their way.
And that's why you're here. Just kidding.
Yeah.
So breaking news, I will be a contestant, but the reason I'm doing it is I want to support the kids and I want to support this lovely sorority on campus. Because I know this is one of the first big events, you know, since COVID at RSU. And I thought it'd be so good to have you on and all that stuff. But before we go to break, we have a giveaway, another giveaway. Mm-hmm. And this question is a little harder and a little darker. But again, it's going to be another odd question in correspondence with the theme of Tulsa Oddities and Curiosities Expo. But again, it's going to be through our Instagram story.
What's the Instagram at? Can you tell everyone?
At RSU Radio.
Right,
at RSU Radio.
Make sure you're
on
following
Instagram.
Us.
Yes, you have to be following us to win. So you need to be doing that. But it'll be on our Instagram story. There'll be a little poll where you'll submit your answer. Again, only on Instagram. You don't follow us, it won't count. But again, first one wins. But if you feel like you didn't win and you're a little late to the thing, put some fun answers. I always like to see some fun answers on live, you know?
Yes. But make sure to go check out our Instagram at RSU Radio. And answer the question that Caden's about to ask right now.
Have it on standby. Make sure you're following by. Are y'all ready for the next question in the giveaway? Here it is. The inventor of which chip brand is now buried in the container in which his own chip brand is stored in? Again, the inventor of which chip brand is now buried in the container of his own chip brand?
That's Chip. Whenever you first chip. Showed up me, I thought it was Ship. But it's Chip, as in like the crunchy potato chips that you can eat.
Nummy, nummy, num.
Yes, very good. Very
anyways, tasty. Instagram story, go now. Answer that question. First one wins. See you after
be
the break.
Right after this break.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hey guys, welcome back to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. We have the lovely sorority sisters. You like to introduce yourself?
I'm Victoria Middleton.
And I'm Autumn Rosenthal.
Again, they have the event coming up, which is?
Top Tall.
This Tuesday. And again, if you missed that information, it should be all on their social media, which is, I keep saying witches for you guys.
At ASD underscore RSU.
Don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it. For the kids, again. Now, I brought you all along to showcase that event, but also to play this game. Now, y'all are sorority sisters, so I feel like even though you may not be blood, you know what family is, okay? So, anyways, you're giggling. I know you better be excited. So, I'm going to give you two celebrities. This is like, guess if they're related. That's a theme song. So, I'll give you two celebrities, and they could potentially be related or not.
Okay.
Because I thought y'all might have like some sister sense.
Do we have to agree on the answer?
I would say no.
Oh.
Honestly, debate each other. Okay. If y'all would like, no, it's correct. That,
okay, well,
that'll
we'll
offer
see.
Some juice.
Maybe we'll have the same thought,
though. Maybe not a Jerry Springer fight, but like a little feisty. A little, you know what I mean?
Nice, like Family Feud fight.
Exactly.
Right.
Perfect. Exactly. Okay. So, first one. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson related to Magic Johnson?
No.
Yeah, no.
Girl, they were fast. That is correct. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
See, we're telepaths.
See, again, sister senses.
Sister senses.
I definitely knew that y'all would do good at this.
Right. That was
next
a very
up,
hard question.
I know. Is Emma Roberts related to Julia Roberts?
Yes. I'm like fairly certain they are related.
I'm going to say.
How certain?
Like very certain. 100%.
I'm going to say yes then to back up my sister.
She's correct.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. The strength of the sisterhood is real, y'all.
I did not know that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Also, my knees.
It's okay. Dude, that could be your sister sense tingling.
I know. Maybe.
You're edging your knee like, oh,
every
gosh.
Every time I say something, it's like, pop.
Anyways, next up, we have Jackie Chan and Doja Cat.
Oh, no way.
I'll support you.
Yeah, no way.
I feel like they could
Yeah, like one of those weird ones. How did Doja Cat rise to fame?
I feel like we should say no.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? That's a meme reference. You're correct. Again. Wow.
We are good
fire.
At this.
I know. I'm telling you, it's that sister stuff going on.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous at all. Anyways, next one. We have Halle Berry, the actress, and Sarah Palin.
I think they are. I'm going to say yes. I don't know, but I feel like they are.
I think they're not. Mm. Should we split on this one?
We can split.
Okay, so.
I'm saying no.
Who said yes? Who said no?
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying no.
The answer is yes.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's yeah. Autumn that has the sense.
Like,
here's the thing. Halle Berry does know that they're related, and she revealed it, but she won't say how they're related.
I don't think I know who Halle Berry is.
Wasn't she Catwoman?
She was Catwoman at one point. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. We stan Halle Berry. Come on the show, Halle Berry.
Right, yeah.
Probably a long wish, but you know what? Come on the show.
She might be listening.
Come on, Halle Berry.
Who's
Maybe
that?
She wants to win those tickets.
Who's the celebrity that lives in like Locust Grove?
That's me. Just kidding.
No, you know, she's an actress. What is her name? She moved to Locust Grove.
I don't know. I know that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani live down here. Probably the most famous people that live down here.
Yeah,
I don't
off
know.
Track.
Halle Berry and Sarah Palin. What an interesting bunch. Next up, we have Jason Momoa. You know who that is?
No.
Played Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
Aquaman.
Keep saying all this.
And Zoe Kravitz.
Who is that?
That's Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She's also an actress.
Oh, so maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain they are.
I'm going to say yes. That kind of gave it away.
Yes. Autumn, are you like Ancestry.com or what's going on?
My mom loves People Magazine.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's such a weird thing. Jason Momoa is Zoe Kravitz's stepdad. Stepdad. That's the real tea.
I don't know who either.
If you knew who they were, it'd be real tea.
Yeah. I'll show you after.
Okay.
You'll sip that tea later.
Right.
Yeah. She'll spill it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have Betty White and Billie Eilish.
I feel like no, but.
But Billie Eilish is related to somebody famous.
But I don't think it's Betty White, though.
Isn't it her parents? Okay, we'll say no.
Noah's correct.
Oh,
okay.
She is. Is it her parents like famous?
I think her mom was famous.
Her parents are really supportive. That's all I know. Her brother helps her out with her music all the time.
Yeah, but I thought they knew someone.
I think her mom was like a voice actor for something. Probably. Feel like I read that.
But thank goodness they're not related. That's a weird
Betty
mashup.
White, yeah.
Imagine a picture of Betty White sitting next to Billie Eilish. Generations collide.
Iconic, honestly.
I would pay for that picture and put it on my wall.
Honestly. I feel like it would kind of work.
It would. I think they'd like each other.
I would want to see it. Now, can we get Betty White and Billie Eilish on the show? That's the real question.
Yeah.
We'll at them.
Come on the show, Billie Eilish, Betty White.
I'll tag them in the comments of, like, the contest.
100%. Okay, next up, we have Madonna and Marilyn Monroe.
I feel like yes, but I don't know.
Madonna?
I don't know. My heart says yes.
I thought Madonna was just, like, this girl that came from nothing. Rose to stardom.
I don't
know. Well, so did Marilyn Manson. Not Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Monroe. What are you saying?
I feel like yes, but
okay, I'm
going to
go with
know.
Yes, because well, she has I'm a good married. Track record.
Okay, we'll say yes.
The funny part is I was dying. Imagine it either them being related to Marilyn Manson.
Oh, no.
That'd be the real tea. Well, sadly, it's the first incorrect one you've gotten.
No.
They're not related.
They're so close.
But do you know what, though? I could totally see it. That's why I put it on there. Because it'd be convincing. Yeah. Marilyn and Madonna.
I would get that more than
I just. I want to interject here and reiterate the question of the giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to read it off one more time. And you can
100%.
Comment on the RSU Radio Instagram page.
Yes. Don't want to forget that. If you are missing the question on the page, go to our RSU Instagram and check our story. There should be a poll on there to answer the answer to this question. Again, first correct answer wins. The question is, the inventor of which chip brand is now buried in the container in which his chip brand is stored in?
Was that real life? Was that real life?
That was thunder. I don't know if you could hear that on the air, but I just got spooked magoot. Oh my goodness.
So if you're in Claremore right now, make sure you're staying safe. Staying inside.
Stay inside. Stay safe.
If you're driving, please don't enter into the contest. We want you to stay safe while you're driving.
Yes, but if you can't enter the contest, you know, definitely go to RSU Radio's Instagram and go to that story and submit the answer. Because we're so excited for you to submit the answer.
You have about 5 minutes left to enter, so.
Go now.
That was scary, like a countdown.
You have 5 minutes left, or else.
Right.
Or else you'll be buried in the same container.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
I'm shaking my boots.
There's a snake in my boot. Okay. Okay, right. Anyways, this celebrity, Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
They're not related.
Yes, she's her godmother.
But are we counting
Is that,
that?
Related?
If it was godmother, it'd be technically related.
Then
okay,
yes.
Then yes.
Yes.
I actually knew.
You
pop
knew
culture.
That. How'd you know that?
Doesn't she say that on Hannah Montana?
Yeah, because she's on Hannah Montana.
Right.
I forgot that is on air. Wow, that's real tea.
I'm a Hannah Montana stan.
Oh, a stan. Best of both worlds. You get the best of both worlds. Oh, actually, hold on, real quick. I know it's random and doesn't really have to do with anything besides Hannah Montana, but do you think that if someone made a check out to Hannah Montana, would it be to Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus? Like, would you have to sign Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus to get the money?
Like, do they have separate... Hannah Montana couldn't have a bank account. That'd be fraud.
Yes, because, okay, the episode where she gets her driver's license, it has to be Miley.
But she also opens a bank account in one of the episodes. And she learns
you
how to write checks.
You guys are super fans. Holy cow. We have...
Was that Hannah Montana, right? I think it was.
Maybe
Joe
I
a checking too. Account.
Maybe I should have done Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana.
Yeah, because she didn't know she should get the checks with the designs on it or the plain ones.
Yes.
Okay.
I think she could.
I'm so
I'd say yes.
Either way,
there might be bank fraud somewhere.
But like,
okay.
They're separate people.
Okay.
And it would be fine.
But yeah. She gets the best of both worlds again.
Again.
Okay. Anyways, I know cheesy pun. Anyways, next one. Emily Blunt, the actress. She's married to John Krasinski. She's in A Quiet Place. She's Devil's Wears Prada, and also Stanley Tucci.
Will you explain who that
Stanley?
Is?
Stanley Tucci. His last name's Tucci.
Is it not Stan Lee, like the comic guy? The Spider-Man
guy? No, it's not Stan Lee. Stanley Tucci's in, like, Transformers. He has glasses and a bald head.
What else has he been in?
I want to say
I think he was in Devil's Wear Prada, too.
Should we say
Everyone
that?
Was in Devil's Wear Prada.
Like, wild card, yes.
Like, who is? Like, yeah. Of course they're related. They're our favorite.
We say yes.
Stanley Tucci, come on the show and introduce yourself. You're correct, again.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it? You guys have only gotten one wrong.
Well...
One wrong. And then here's another one. We have, this is probably going to be our last one, probably. Sam Smith.
Know him.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. Sorry. Yes. There's also a Sam Smith that competed on Big Brother. I thought about him first, but yeah.
And there's also Jaden Smith.
No.
Just like, they didn't have to think about it. They just both look at each other and like, beep boop beep boop, sister energy. And then they said no. But you're correct.
Oh, yeah.
It is now. I think we have time for one more. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Amy Adams, the actress.
Mm-hmm.
We know Amy Adams?
Yes.
Okay, we stan Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. Come on the show, Amy Adams, if you're listening.
Please.
And then also John Adams, the president, of course.
No.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Wow.
Oh my gosh,
wow.
You keep making me think that it's wrong.
That's the goal. That's the goal. The tension in this room is high.
Oh, no.
Isn't that so crazy? Man, I really showcased y'all have a bond together that...
Yes.
Someone do experiments on them because they have like some weird telepathic bond.
Right.
One of our sister values is intellect.
That's true.
Plug your sorority. That's the friendship and the energy that y'all gave y'all. Plug your sorority and the event one more time.
So we are members of Alpha Sigma Tau here on campus. Top Tau is going to be a fundraiser that's happening on April 13th at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5. Fundraiser for Cami's Kids, a local foster closet here in Claremore.
Beautiful. Figure out more on their Instagram. Right. You do not want to miss it.
Nope.
So much fun.
I don't want to miss Caden.
Oh, no. I don't want to miss giving to the kids. That's what it's about. I will be there, but it's about the kids.
Right.
It's for the kids. It's about the kids. And by the way, we still have not gotten a correct answer on question number two, which is the inventor of which chip brand is now buried in the container in which his own chip brand is contained.
You still have a chance to win.
Yes.
But we won't announce you over the air, but you still can win. So please enter.
As for Braden, keep your phone nearby. We will DM you with all the stuff about that. And I guess that concludes episode 3 of It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. What a fun show. What a fun show. We had a new segment. We had these lovely two ladies here standing in front of us. And then we also had the weather, which is a little fun little twist.
Right.
Hey, we only had two alerts during it, so.
But it was a fun little phase for us.
And
we stand.
And it will not stop.
That lightning, I got to get that on recording. That's going to be a sound clip.
The thunder.
The lightning. Anyways.
Lightning can't make sound.
Of course. Again, thank you all so much for watching. We're working on getting this uploaded as a podcast, so you don't want to miss that. Follow at rsuradio.com to submit your answer and to get more news on RSU Radio. I'm so grateful for you. Have a fun and safe Friday night and have a great weekend. See you next week.